Oh, that's right. We're right here. It's 9:07 in the morning, and I have Michael Genevieve, executive director over there at the Abbeville Opera House, a historical building, and they are doing a historical play, I guess you could say. Michael, how you doing?
Hey, absolutely. It is historical. I'm fine, Ann. This is the longest-running play in theater history. Last year celebrated its 60th anniversary, and it's had more than 25,000 performances. And still going strong in London's West End, and it finally made its way to the Abbeville Opera House.
Well, you know, I know one of the things that I was that the cast is staying on stage after the play and swearing everybody to not tell.
Absolutely, that's a nod that we've taken from the London cast. They've been doing that for 60 some years in London, and we thought we should do it as well because honestly, the Agatha Christie mystery. She's I believe the greatest mystery writer of all time, and I think Mousetrap is the greatest play that she has ever written. It is certainly my favorite, and the show has more twists and turns than the West Virginia Turnpike in this thing. So you do at one point or another suspect everyone in the show, but at the end it's got a great twist of an ending to it, and it's just so much fun. It's like a giant game of Clue with real people up there on stage trying to figure this thing out, so you don't want to spoil the ending for future audiences. So we ask our audience to take a pledge at the end of the curtain call. The actors stay out on stage and talk to the audience, and they ask them to take a pledge not to reveal the identity of the murderer. And I think that's one of the things that has made this show so popular for so long. You know, The Mousetrap is one of the few Agatha Christie mysteries, the plays, that has not been made into a movie. And she wouldn't allow it to be made into a movie while it was running in London. And her estate has said that until the London production closes, that they will not release any movie rights for the show. So the only people who have that know the outcome are the people who have seen the play or who have read it, because it's never been made into a film. And as I said, she's the master of mysteries, and I think this is by far her best work.
Now, how many times have y'all done the Mousetrap?
Now, we did it. We've done it two or three times over the years. Way back in the early, maybe mid-'80s, we did it, and it was so popular then. It was a summer season show, and we did it a few years after that, and maybe three or four years later. But it's been a long, long time since we've done it at the Opera House. And you know, for some reason, we always would put a mystery, an Agatha Christie, because she's written, 60 or 70 shows. But we'd put them in the season, and they were really always one of our most popular things, an Agatha Christie mystery and a Neil Simon comedy. And for some reason over the years, both of them kind of fell out of favor with our audiences, and we were not able to attract an audience with an Agatha Christie mystery. And it wasn't until Robert Downey Jr. brought back Sherlock Holmes, when he did the Sherlock Holmes movies several years ago, we thought, let's put a Sherlock Holmes in there just to see what it would do. And it was so popular, we waited another season, and of course he came out with a sequel, he and Jude Law, to another Sherlock Holmes. We put it in our season at the same time, and we weren't sure whether it was just because of the popularity of Sherlock Holmes all of a sudden again, that they were playing so well and were so popular. But we decided last year, let's try an Agatha Christie again and see what happens. Well, we did 10 Little Indians, and that show last season was the most popular play of our entire season. We sold more tickets to 10 Little Indians than we did to Annie or any of the other shows. It's just unheard of that it would outsell a musical. And so we said, let's do it again. So we put the mousetrap in, which is my all-time favorite mystery. We put it in the same slot again, which usually is kind of a slow slot for us in January, right after the holidays. And it looks like it's going to do it again for us. The show is just incredibly popular, and the phone's been ringing off the hook. So I think Agatha Christie is back.
I think that's terrific. So you've got an interesting cast. I understand Ryan Hewitt got married to Jordan Morris Hewitt. And
just recently, like on December 27th, as a matter of fact, we cast them in the show as the young newlywed couple. They took the scripts with them on their honeymoon, and when they got back the very next day, we went into rehearsals for The Mousetrap, where they play the young couple, the newlywed couple who owns Monkswell Manor Guest House, which is where the play takes place. So that's kind of, I guess, is that a case of art imitating life or life imitating art? I don't know which one that is, but that's kind of neat. And we have just a terrific cast. We have a Paul Criswell, who has retired from Lander University, but, you know, he was head of music department over there and choral director and everything for years. He is playing Major Metcalf. Paul Crutcher, also at Lander, is Detective Inspector Trotter in the show. Marianne Campbell is in the play. Amber Swan, Mark Myers. We have an incredible cast, a very, very talented ensemble, and they're just doing an absolutely wonderful job, along with Ryan and Jordan, and it's one of the best sets we've built in years. It's absolutely beautiful and works quite well for the show, so the audiences are loving it. And honestly, it's one of those plays where at one point or another you suspect everyone up there on that stage.
Well, gosh, it sounds like it is a winner. People need to go. They need to get tickets, but I understand the matinees are already sold out.
They are. Now, you can check on them to see if we have any cancellations, but we've got some great seats for tonight at 8 o'clock. We also have, as we said, we have a 3 o'clock matinee tomorrow that is sold out, but you can call and check to see if we had any last-minute cancellations for the matinee. We do have some good seats for tomorrow night at 8 o'clock as well, and it's running one more weekend. It'll run Friday night, January 31st at 8, and Saturday afternoon, February 1st at 3 o'clock. So we got plenty more performances, and we'd love to have you come by. The Opera House is nice and toasty warm, so you'll stay warm inside. But we have a great theater package. You can have dinner at the Belmont Inn and come over and see the shows. We also have a brand new restaurant and bar called Natty's on Trinity that's really incredible, along with the Village Grill and all the other great restaurants that have been in Abbeville for a long time. But the Belmont Inn is open after the show, so they have after-dinner wines and desserts and coffee and things like that, so you can go by after the show and stop in the Belmont. Or Natty's on Trinity, they have what they're calling an after-opera special that includes a fruit skewer and some wine that complements the fruit for after the play, and you can get coffee and all kinds. They have all kinds of craft beers and things, and it's just a beautiful, just opened bar right on Trinity Street, right across the street from the Village Grill. So it just makes a great evening, a nice close to the evening, because both places just have a wonderful and very welcoming atmosphere for a little post-show event.
Yes, and Michael, it is so far over there to Abbeville. I mean,
oh,
how far
it,
is it?
Yeah, 12, 15 minutes and you're over there. You hang a right at the traffic light and it brings you to the square, and the Opera House is right there. So, and plenty of parking on the town square. You can walk to the Belmont. You can walk to Natty, so you don't have to move your car. It's a great evening. And on top of all that, you've got Agatha Christie's greatest play of all time, The Mousetrap.
Now, how much are the tickets to the play?
tickets are $20 for adults. They're $18 for seniors. And for students from kindergarten to college, they're $10. So we hope everybody will come out and see it because it's a great show. It's a fun evening. And we're having a great time with a great cast.
And you know what's so neat? You know, it is a historical landmark over there, the Abbeville Opera House.
Yes, we're on the National Register of Historic Places. We're the State Theater of South Carolina. We've twice received the Governor's Travel Award for tourism. So a lot of people in the area have never been to the Opera House, and they're quite surprised when they walk down those steps into the theater and actually walk into a turn-of-the-century Opera House. And we've taken we take great pride in restoring it and having restored it to its original turn-of-the-century condition. So it's visually pleasing. It's one of the greatest stages anywhere, the 7,800-foot proscenium theater. It's 75 feet to the grid. It allows us to do incredibly large and elaborate sets, and we have comfortable rocking chair seats, and so it's a great theater experience, and we hope people, we want more local people to come out and visit us.
Absolutely. Well, what's that telephone over there, Michael,
hey,
and I'll let you go.
366-366-2157. We're there today starting at 10 o'clock, and we'll be there all the way up until curtain time tonight at 8 o'clock. So give us a call, and we'll get your tickets. It's as easy as that. You can make reservations with a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover. And or if you want to, we've got, like I said, for the evening shows, you can just come buy the tickets at the door.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for taking time with us, Michael Genovese.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Anne. I always look forward to talking to you.
All right. You have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye.